The Czech Constitutional Court upheld a complaint by an independent MP on Thursday, cancelling the holding of early general elections planned for early October. The court said that the constitutional amendment, which shortened the current term of the Chamber of Deputies, was itself a breach of the Constitution. Legislators have reacted swiftly, saying they will amend the Constitution to allow early elections to be held in November. Jan Richter reports.
Chairman of the Constitutional Court Pavel Rychetsky read the verdict on Thursday that early general elections planned for the 9th and 10th of October were cancelled. The court upheld a complaint by independent MP Miloš Melčák, who claimed that early elections breached his constitutional right to serve out his mandate in full and that the elections were organized in breach of the Constitution. In a breakthrough ruling, the court said that the one-off constitutional act passed by Parliament in May breached what the judges call the material core of the Czech Constitution. This is also the answer to those who argued the court cannot review constitutional acts. It can, according to Justice Rychetsky, whenever they are in breach of this material core. Political analyst Petr Jus says the ruling is an important lesson for Czech politicians.
The Constitutional Court actually pointed out that Czech politicians haven't behaved towards the Constitution as the Constitution would deserve. It is supposed to be a long-term strategic document, amended as little as possible, amended only in the serious matters and definitely not amended on a daily basis whenever it's good for politicians or whenever the politicians need.
The verdict came in the middle of the election campaign, and most politicians did not hide their disappointment. President Václav Klaus said the time is near for redefining the role and jurisdiction of the Constitutional Court. But others are focusing on organizing the elections at the nearest possible date. On Friday, the lower house passed a bill that would permanently amend the Constitution. If it enters into force, the lower house would dissolve and new elections would take place if 3/5 of MPs pass a motion to that end. The head of the Civic Democrats, Mirek Topolánek, is confident that this will solve the issue.
We have prepared a solution that opens the door to the elections on a new date in the near future. According to the lawyers of the lower house, the Senate and the government, this solution does not contradict the Constitution. The solution is on the table. Let's look ahead.
If all goes according to plan, the Senate will approve the amendment on Friday or Saturday, and the President will immediately sign it into law. Political analyst Petr Just again.
If all the steps are done within a few days, it still is possible that the elections could be at the beginning of November. Politicians mostly mention the term November 6th and 7th, the first November weekend, which is quite possible that's going to happen.
Political analyst Petr Just ending that report.